The Food and Drug Administration last month approved the use of a drug to make healthy, short children a bit taller. The drug, which is growth hormone, has long been used to increase the height of children who are small due to medical conditions. Yesterday, we met Michael Finley, a short but healthy 13-year-old boy who is taking the drug. In today's report from NPR's Vicky Kuei, Michael's mother explains why she sought treatment for him, and experts discuss the wisdom of treating shortness as a medical condition.
Michaela Finley is 5 foot tall and says being short is easier for women than for men.
As a woman, I can be small and it's acceptable, but for a man, it's not. And just for self-confidence, I mean, my son's pretty confident to begin with, but just going out into the job market and just different things that come his way, it's unfortunately, but it's just easier to be taller.
When Finley's son Michael turned 13, he stood only 4'7". A specialist predicted he would grow to be just 5'2". Finley worried that when Michael grew up, he might have a tough time finding not only a job, but a wife.
He's sweet, he's cute and charming, but if you really look at it, there aren't a lot of women his mom's size. A lot of them are more like his sister size, more 5'5" and taller. So that does put a dampener on things like that.
So Finley decided Michael should be treated with daily growth hormone shots in order, she says, to give him a better future. Like Michaela Finley, many people believe that taller people tend to be happier and more successful. Widely publicized studies seem to support this. They suggest taller men are more likely to be CEOs, although scientists don't give much weight to these findings. Other more rigorous studies, they say, show no evidence that healthy men who are short are less likely to be gainfully employed or to marry. But it's not just the future that parents worry about. Endocrinologist David Allen of the University of Wisconsin Children's Hospital says parents also say that their short children, boys especially, are the targets of teasing.
They feel their child is suffering now. And what they're really interested in is having the chance for the child to have a more normal childhood and engage in activities and feel like they're being treated in a way that's appropriate for their age. And I think that is important, and I don't think we should completely, you know, overlook that.
But psychologist David Sandberg at the University of Buffalo says studies he's conducted show short children don't suffer more teasing than other children.
They might report some teasing, but it doesn't distinguish them from peers of average or tall stature.
That's because teasing is common among all children. Sandberg has found that short children are more likely to be treated as though they're younger than they are, and this, he says, can be painful. Kids generally don't like to be babied. But he says there's no evidence that treatment with growth hormone makes children happier. So Sandberg suggests before opting for treatment that families consider other strategies to help their children cope with being short, such as assertiveness training, which helps children stand up for themselves. Endocrinologist David Allen worries treatment with growth hormone can send the wrong message to a child.
When the parents bring an otherwise normal youngster to get some kind of treatment to change him or her, and what is the message for that child if it's not, you know, there's something about you that we want to change or that we think, you know, should be improved.
The trend toward treating shortness as a medical condition is something many pediatricians, child development experts, and medical ethicists find troubling. The new approval for growth hormone attempts to clearly define when shortness might be considered a disability. Only children whose adult height is predicted to be no more than 5'3" for men and 4'11" for women qualify for treatment. But Bill McKibben, the author of Enough, Staying Human in an Engineered Age, argues drug maker Eli Lilly has found a way to turn a cosmetic issue into a medical one for profit.
There's nothing wrong with someone who's 5'3" tall. There are large parts of the world where all sorts of people are that height. And so it's not in any way a medical condition. The only real issue that this addresses is how will Eli Lilly, you know, make more money next quarter than it made this quarter.
But while the debate over growth hormone continues, back in suburban Dallas, Michaela Finley says she doesn't regret having her son treated. She says Michael is growing now and he's eating and sleeping better. And that's what matters to her. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.
Tomorrow, an exploration of the cultural, scientific, and business forces that drive the use of growth hormones among healthy children who happen to be short.